We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. Maya, when you started working on making AI comprehensible to the public, what shocked you most?
The deliberate obfuscation. I mean, Alex, I've spent years in critical pedagogy, but the way AI systems are designed to hide their operations, it's breathtaking. Just yesterday, a grandmother asked me why her insurance premium doubled, and when I explained it was likely an algorithm analyzing her social media posts, she literally didn't believe me.
That's exactly what we're seeing in public libraries. People come in asking for help with the computer that rejected my loan or why YouTube keeps showing my kid disturbing videos. They don't even have the vocabulary to describe what's happening to them. Luis, that vocabulary gap, is it accidental? Absolutely not. I've been tracking the language used in AI disclosures and terms of service. It's engineered to confuse. Machine learning optimization for personalized user experience enhancement instead of we're tracking everything you do to manipulate your behavior.
And when people can't name something, they can't resist it. That's basic critical pedagogy. You need language to understand power.
As a media literacy educator, I'm seeing this play out in terrifying ways. My workshop participants, adults, not kids, can't distinguish between AI-generated images and real photos. Last week, a local business owner shared a completely fabricated news story about a competitor, genuinely believing it was real. Miguel, how do we even begin to address that? The technology is evolving faster than our ability to understand it. We have to start with concepts, not tools. Instead of teaching this is how ChatGPT works, we need to teach this is how to think about automated systems that seem human. But even that assumes people know they're interacting with AI. Most don't. I've been covering tech for 15 years, and the average person has no idea their customer service chat is a bot until it spectacularly fails. Can I jump in here? As a parent, I'm drowning. My 12-year-old uses AI for homework. My 16-year-old is on TikTok 8 hours a day with God knows what algorithms feeding her content, and I barely understand email. How am I supposed to guide them?
David, you've just articulated the generational cliff we're facing. It's not just that parents don't understand the tools. They don't understand the underlying systems shaping their children's reality.
Let's dig into that shaping. I've been investigating recommendation algorithms, and the sophistication is staggering. These systems know more about our kids than we do. They know more about all of us. I interviewed a data scientist who left Facebook, and she said the prediction models can determine when someone's about to break up with their partner before they know it themselves. And yet, when I try to explain this in our digital literacy workshops, people's eyes glaze over. We need better analogies, better frameworks. I've started using the invisible puppet strings metaphor. Every click, every pause, every share is a string that AI systems pull to make you dance.
That's good, but we need to go deeper. People need to understand three core concepts: data extraction, pattern recognition, and behavioral modification. Everything else builds from there.
Walk us through that framework.
Data extraction first. Every interaction creates data. Your grocery store loyalty card, your smart TV, your fitness tracker. People think data is just their credit card number, but it's everything.
Wait, my TV is collecting data? Your TV, your doorbell, your car. If it connects to the internet, it's harvesting data. That's not conspiracy theory. That's the business model. This is where we lose people. It sounds too big, too overwhelming. They shut down.
Which is why we move to pattern recognition. AI systems look for patterns in that data. Not just David buys milk on Tuesdays, but David's viewing patterns suggest mild depression, which makes him susceptible to these specific ad types.
That's terrifying and mostly invisible. The final piece, behavioral modification, is where it gets really dark.
Right. Once systems recognize patterns, they can influence behavior. Not control, influence. Subtle nudges, perfectly timed suggestions, emotional triggers.
In media literacy, we call these dark patterns, design choices that manipulate users into doing things they wouldn't consciously choose. The gambling industry perfected this decades ago. Tech just digitized it and made it invisible. So how do we make it visible? Luis, what works in your workshops? Concrete examples from their lives. I ask people to map out their day and identify every AI touchpoint. The alarm app that knows when you're in light sleep. The traffic app that mysteriously routes you past certain stores. The news feed that somehow always shows content that makes you angry.
Anger is key, actually. Once people understand they're being manipulated, they get mad. And anger motivates learning in a way fear doesn't.
I'm angry now, but what do I do with that? You start asking questions. Why is this free? What's the real product? Who benefits when I click this? Those are exactly the critical thinking skills that are being systematically undermined. I've been tracking changes in online interfaces. They're designed to minimize reflection time. Frictionless, they call it. Every barrier to impulsive behavior removed.
Which is why we need to teach friction. Pause before clicking, question before sharing, verify before believing.
But verification itself has been compromised. Deep fakes, AI-generated text, synthetic media. How do people verify anything anymore? We teach lateral reading. Don't go deep on a single source, go wide. Check multiple perspectives. Look for consensus among credible sources. Define credible in an era where AI can generate entire fake news sites. That's the crisis. Traditional media literacy assumed human bad actors. Now we have automated disinformation at scale.
Which brings us back to concepts over tools. People need to understand the economics of disinformation. Who profits from confusion?
Everyone, apparently. I feel like I can't trust anything anymore. That's exactly the goal. When people can't distinguish truth from lies, they either believe everything or nothing. Both states make them easy to manipulate. So we're racing against deliberate confusion, technological acceleration, and human psychology. How do we win?
We build community-based understanding, not top-down education, but peer-to-peer learning. People trust their neighbors more than experts.
And we meet people where they are. Church groups, community centers, parent associations, anywhere people already gather and trust each other. But even that assumes people have time and energy to learn. Most are just trying to survive. Exactly, between work, kids, bills, when am I supposed to become AI literate? This is why we need to embed it in existing activities. Not separate AI literacy classes, but AI awareness in everything. When you're helping someone with job applications, mention the resume scanning algorithms. When they're researching health symptoms, explain search result manipulation.
Integration, not addition. We're not asking people to learn one more thing. We're helping them understand what's already happening to them.
Let's get specific. What should people understand about AI in different domains of their lives?
Start with consumer AI. Every recommendation you see, products, videos, songs, is shaped by algorithms optimizing for engagement, not your well-being.
In media, assume everything can be faked until proven otherwise. That shocking video, that outrageous quote, that perfect image, verify before reacting. In workplace contexts, know that AI is watching. Performance metrics, email surveillance, even tone of voice in calls, it's all being analyzed. For civic engagement, understand that AI shapes what political content you see, which community issues get attention, even how voting districts get drawn. And for parents?
Know that your kids are growing up as experimental subjects. No generation before has had their entire development shaped by algorithms. We don't know the long-term effects.
That uncertainty, it's perhaps the hardest thing to convey. We're all guinea pigs in a massive experiment. Which is why critical thinking matters more than ever. Not just media literacy, but existential literacy, understanding your place in these systems. The tech companies certainly understand. I've seen internal documents discussing user journeys and engagement funnels like we're rats in a maze. Sometimes I wonder if we're fighting a losing battle. The asymmetry is so vast, billions in research optimizing manipulation versus our community workshops.
But that's exactly why we can't give up. Every person who understands these systems is one less victim. Every parent who questions their kids' screen time. Every worker who recognizes algorithmic management. Every citizen who thinks critically about AI-curated news. They all matter.
What about regulatory literacy, should people understand their rights regarding AI? What rights? That's the problem. The law hasn't caught up. GDPR in Europe is a start, but most places have nothing. People don't even know to ask. They accept terms of service without reading, give permissions without thinking.
Because they've been trained to, learned helplessness in the face of complexity.
So what's one thing I can do today, right now? Start a data diary. For one day, write down every time you interact with a digital system. Then ask, what data did I just give away, and to whom?
And talk to your kids. Not as an authority, but as a fellow learner. I'm trying to understand how TikTok works. Can you show me?
That generational bridge is crucial. Kids often understand the tools better, but not the implications. They're native users, but not native critics. They can navigate the systems, but not question them. Which is exactly how the companies want it. Seamless integration into life. No friction, no questions.
But questions are contagious. Once people start asking, why does this app need my location, they don't stop.
In libraries, we're seeing people come back with their friends, their families. Luis told me something wild about my smart speaker. You have to hear this. That peer-to-peer spread might be our best hope. Not competing with billion-dollar algorithms, but building human networks of understanding. It feels overwhelming, though, like trying to empty the ocean with a teaspoon.
Start with your teaspoon, your family, your immediate circle. AI literacy isn't about understanding every algorithm. It's about developing a suspicious mindset.
Healthy suspicion, question defaults, investigate convenience, follow the money. And remember, the companies depends on our ignorance. Every person who understands is a small act of resistance. As we wrap up, let's each share one key insight for building AI literacy.
AI systems are not neutral tools. They're designed to shape behavior. Understanding this changes everything.
Start where people feel the impact. Abstract concepts don't stick, but this is why your nephew got radicalized on YouTube does. Teach people to see patterns across platforms. The same techniques that keep you scrolling Instagram optimize your child's learning app. Follow the money. When you understand the business model, the manipulation becomes obvious. I guess mine would be, it's okay to not understand everything, but it's not okay to not try. And perhaps most importantly, we're not just fighting for individual understanding, but collective awareness. When enough people recognize these systems, we can begin to demand better.
That's the real dimension we're racing in. Not just comprehension versus confusion, but collective action versus individual helplessness.
Every person we reach strengthens that collective understanding. Every question asked makes the invisible a little more visible. The systems depend on our silence, our confusion, our isolation. But understanding is contagious, and communities of critical thinking are forming everywhere. The race isn't over. It's just beginning.